on 12:51 AM. This is Raw Sport Midweek.
But on that note, I'm actually going to move on to a kind of a little quiz round that I've got planned. Because I have to say, Darren, I've alluded to this earlier, a bit of a... No one really knows. This is kind of a spur of the moment thing, because obviously your name is Darren George. At Raw, our head of IT, or sorry, our former head of training, and he ran for Society's office as well, is called Aaron George. So I could not let this pun go to rest. So what I've got is a little segment where I'm going to read out statements, and Ruby and Rosie are going to have to guess about whether these statements are about you or Aaron. Because, in fact, I can play you. I even went to the extent of recording a jingle for you here. It is time for a little quiz round called Aaron or Darren.
Now it is time for Aaron or Darren.
This is what happens when I don't have a degree to do and I find myself in the office with nothing better to do with my life. So basically, I have in front of me six statements, which Ruby and Rosie... Why am I getting the wrong way around, looking at the wrong people?
It doesn't really matter, though, because no one else can see us.
Yeah, no one else can see us. It's radio. It's not a visual medium. I'm doing well here. I do know your names, just to clarify. I'm just very concentrated, very focused on my presenting. So I'll start with a very basic statement. They're not particularly awkward. Yeah, you don't have to worry. And you can sort of, Darren can look quietly. You can even try and gauge whether they're about him or Aaron from his facial expressions. So first of all, this person performs with Warwick Cheer. Do you think this is a Darren or an Aaron?
I know the answer.
You know the answer, Ruby?
Go on then, and I'll copy you.
Well, you're not competing. This can be like a team exercise.
All right, go on.
It's Aaron.
It is Aaron indeed. Bit of a cheer there as well. I feel that's good.
Well done, Rubes.
Well done, team. Oh, I can't, because when you combine names, obviously you're hoping that the first letter of the different people's names has a different letter. Yeah. I can't really combine Ruby and Rosie. Rubosi? Team Ruby?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a team name? Not that it's a competitive thing by any means.
No.
We'll move on. Okay, so did Aaron or Darren celebrate passing a coaching course with chicken nuggets?
Darren
indeed. This is the extent of my journalistic research, was looking on Facebook.
Yep.
Do you want to justify yourself there, Darren?
I don't think he needs to justify himself.
No.
I think it's a great course.
I've just developed a little bit of an obsession for eating chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
But tends to be sort of 20 at the moment.
20.
Sometimes
a good level.
40 of feeling.
Darren, should you not be having an athlete's diet?
Athlete's diet? Yeah.
What,
serious.
What do you mean you're having chicken nuggets?
We all have good days and bad days. It's fine.
Okay.
No,
your sports person of the week.
Yeah. Eat chicken nuggets. Well, Usain Bolt worked for him. I'm sure it could work for you as well. So there you go. If you want to be a top athlete, eat chicken nuggets. Hashtag raw sport tips. Anyway, we'll move on. Who likes Smirnoff Ice, Aaron or Darren?
I reckon Aaron.
Yeah.
It's society's.
You reckon Aaron? Actually, it's a Darren. I mean, because I'm basing this on a photo. This is, like I say, the extent of research. And I asked Aaron, and he said, no self-respecting person would drink Smirnoff Ice. I disagree. And fun story, actually. When I was at the Student Radio Awards, I met Greg James. Shout out, Greg James. I'm not a fanboy at all. And I went to the bar to buy a Smirnoff Ice. How much do you think it cost in London for one Smirnoff Ice?
A fiver.
£7.
No!
Oh. They gave us complimentary prosecco, but I was devastated.
No.
I felt like I'd been robbed.
I think it serves you right.
So do you drink Smirnoff Ice as well?
Of course I do.
Oh, for God.
What's wrong with Smirnoff Ice?
Goodness.
Fine. This is channeling hatred right now. I'll move on. Okay, who is a big fan of socks?
Aaron.
It is Aaron indeed.
Ruby, yeah. How did you know that?
Why do you think Aaron might be a big fan of socks, Rosie?
I don't know.
Do you remember what Aaron was campaigning for?
Oh, I thought he meant socks as in on your feet.
He had actual socks on his campaign posters.
Oh, sorry, I was unaware of that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Must do better.
And the final, Aaron or Darren, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Who once did a naked calendar for Warwick? Aaron or Darren?
It's got to be Darren.
Well, what I've got is Aaron. Have you ever done a naked calendar?
I did last year, actually.
I've done my research wrong, because Aaron did one as well.
Oh, Tim, you're
sad. Is that on my Facebook as well?
You see, I have to resign as head of sport because I've got something wrong on air. So, because Aaron actually did a naked calendar with cheer, so you've done one as well?
Yeah, we did it with trampolining last year.
What kind of experience is that? I always think it must be... I always assume it must be really awkward, but then whenever I talk to anyone who's done it, it just says, no, it's fine.
I think I was really nervous at first because it was really, really quite... near into the start of term, yeah. and it was just when I'd got here. So I was just a bit like...
Good introduction.
Yeah, it was sort of the only fresher doing it, but sort of once you'd done it, it was like really good fun and sort of really good.
So there you go. I feel like we've learned a lot about you and Aaron, actually. Both of you have done a naked calendar. There's a lot of differences between you. For example, you like Smell Off Ice, Aaron doesn't. You like chicken nuggets, Aaron likes socks. But I feel like the fact that you've both done a naked calendar, Darren and Aaron George are clearly like... kindred spirits separated at birth or something.
I feel like
that.
I've got to know them really well as well.
I feel like it's a good way to do it. So just...